This is the Pacifica National Board meeting of July 25th, 2013, convening at 5:43 p.m. Pacific, 8:43 p.m. Eastern. Summer Reese Chair, Heather Gray Vice Chair, and Richard Uzel Secretary. Mr. Secretary, could you be kind enough to call the roll for us, please? Thank you.
Hey, it's Heather Timekeeper.
We have a volunteer for timekeeper.
This is
Heather. I'll be a timekeeper.
Yes. Summer figure out the calling list. Okay. I am now calling list. Edward Speaker.
Brian's here.
Thank you. Rosenberg.
Here.
Thank you.
Gagel? Here.
Wilkinson? Thank you. He is.
Present.
King? The Secretary. Norman?
Present.
Medina. Can't hear you, Brenda. Reese? Thomas?
I'm sorry, I'm here.
Okay. Wait, don't be sorry. Alan?
Alan is present.
Okay. Polidar? Can't hear you, Jessica. Mitchell? Giselle here? Bert?
Here.
Bert?
I'm
present. Okay,
thank you.
Coleman?
Here.
Thank you. Robert?
Present.
Zava? Monica?
Monica said she was going to call in. She's still out of the country, but she intended to be here, so perhaps she'll come on later.
Okay. Ray?
Here.
Playing yours?
Comment four.
Probably.
Here.
Thank you. Madam Chair, you have a form. Some folks in this input will be here.
I'm sorry, did you say we have quorum?
Yeah.
Forgive me. Okay, thank you. And I'm looking at the agenda here, call to order opening business. Do we have any requests for excused absences, Mr. Secretary? I'm not aware of any.
Well, I think some of them probably hold over. Margie is still seeing about her child or grandchild thing.
Here's a good boy.
Okay, so I'm sorry, did you receive a request for excused absence from Margie Wilkinson, did you say?
I think so, because she had asked us before, or she's...
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, is there any objection to excusing Margie Wilkinson? And hearing none? And I'm sorry, before we went on the, so please mark Ms. Wilkinson's absence as excused. And before we went on the stream, I'm sorry, Carolyn, were you saying something about Manige, was she still out of the country, or?
Manige is out of the country, but you did say yesterday that she would be calling in. So So I don't know if she's having difficulty with the connection, but there's a time problem.
Right. No, I know. It's like 3 in the morning.
Of the night there, yeah. Thank you.
So is there any objection to excusing Manajay? And if she comes in,
no.
That's great. But if she doesn't, then she's excused considering the what she's operating under to actually. I'm impressed with the people that call in when they're not even in the same country with us, okay?
Isn't
so,
it?
Yeah. At three in the morning.
At 3 in the morning. Yeah, I mean, come on. Vacation, folks, okay?
No objection.
All right, so no objection, and that way if she isn't able to make it, we've got her covered, okay?
At a great expense.
All right, very good. I see we got some minutes for approval. Hold on. Let me pull the agenda back up. Okay, so first, is there any change to the agenda, or let's approve the agenda, and then we'll move on to the rest
stand,
of the goodies.
Please.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes, Mr. Secretary, go ahead.
I've been getting motions from committees up to this morning, and so the last agenda that went out at 6 o'clock my time, 7 o'clock your New York time, 4 o'clock all time, is the most recent one.
Okay, I think I got your most recent one, 4:06 p.m. Is that the one?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thank you. And thank you, Richard, for your diligence in taking these last-minute motions. And for the rest of our colleagues, remember, all the rest of your colleagues are doing this on a volunteer basis also, so please be considerate of the Secretary. And if you're able to get your motions in prior to the day of the meeting, Richard goes through a lot of trouble to put these on the agenda, but when he's getting them the same day as the meeting, that, of course, means his whole day is getting tied up with making amendments to the agenda. So just out of consideration for his volunteer labor, could you, everyone, please, unless your meeting met last night and that's why you can't get a motion here sooner, please try to get them in a little bit before the meeting, just out of consideration, okay? Thank
and,
you.
And John to the stack, please.
Go ahead, John Crumshaw.
I move because of time constraints to move the item that you find under the Personnel Committee, the second motion, which is Roman numeral 4B, number 2, be moved up to the agenda just after minutes approval and before the IED report.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Second. I'm sorry, who was the second?
That was Janice.
Thank you, Janice. Okay, very good. All right, is there objection? And if there isn't, then we'll just go ahead and get on with it. Okay, and hearing none.
Did you hear me?
I'm sorry, who is that?
This is Serena. It's not an objection to Contra's thing. It's another issue.
Oh, okay. So if we don't have any objection on that amendment to the agenda, so moved, because I'm not hearing anything. So, okay. So John Crumshaw, 4B2, will be moved up underneath minutes, okay, and before the IED report. Okay, thank you. Next, Serene.
Okay, so the 11 members of the WBI LSP had written to the PNB, I guess it's close to 2 weeks now, about the arbitrary cancellation of our LSP meeting, even at a time when the station's in crisis and we have work to do, and had asked that the PNB direct the board officers, or whatever the case is. I'm sorry, I'm having a little computer trouble, so I don't have the language in front of me, but I know the letter was received. I don't know if you responded, Summer, but if you have not yet responded, then I would ask that time be given on the agenda for that motion.
Probably put it on the agenda because it was one of those things that I think you were asking the board to direct your local board, correct? I've got to go back to your motion, but that was how I remember reading it.
Right.
Let me see if I can pull up your
letter from 11. It was a letter from 11 members of the board.
No, I know that. I mean, I know exactly what you're talking about. I remember reading the email. I did not direct. I'm looking to see what the heading was. You don't happen to remember when you sent it, do you?
It was sent about 2 weeks ago because the meeting.
Do you have some language, maybe, Serena? If you want to put something up on the agenda, we'll go ahead and deal with it.
Well, if we could just put it, fill in the slot, and I'll do it as we move on.
Okay, so just give me that we're fulfilling in the slot with? What are you asking to? I'm looking for the email, but it may have been sent.
A motion directing the WBAI LSB to hold a public meeting.
Okay, and where did you want to put that on the agenda, Serene? So I can.
If we could put it right under what is now 3B.
Okay.
Because that.
Okay, so you want to put it.
What was funny about that? I don't want to miss anything about this motion.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out where 3B is right now. Hold on.
3B is after. Do you see it? After it's a new business after the post-employment interviews.
Okay, so you want to put it under new business as like 3C?
Yes, please.
Okay, all right. Is there a second on that?
Point of information, Carolyn here.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, I don't recall seeing anything about that. It was sent to you 2 weeks ago, and it did not go to the board.
I think it went to the whole board.
The whole board.
About that, because it wasn't asking me to direct anybody. It was letting us know that the local station board had canceled its public meeting, so I didn't.
And for good reason, I might add, but I don't remember seeing a motion to add something to the agenda. When was that sent to the secretary or the board?
No, Tony Norman,
president. I didn't get anything. Asked me
to put it on the table. No, it wasn't, and as I recall, it wasn't sent as an agenda item or as a motion. It was like bringing to our attention that the local meeting had been canceled, asking, if I recall correctly, that people be directed at the local level to not do that. So.
Well, of course, you know, if we had seen that letter, we would have explained it to the board, but I didn't see that. I didn't know it was an agenda item. All right, thank you.
I don't think it was sent as an agenda item. That's why I'm a little confused about it. And I'm sorry, was there a second to that? Who was the second for Serene? Okay, if there's no second, we can't put it on the agenda anyhow.
I see. So no one thinks it's important that the WBI LSB actually have a meeting to do the work.
I'll second that. This is Tony Norman.
Okay,
thank you.
All right, so is there objection to putting this on the agenda?
Oh, I object, Carolyn here.
Okay, okay. So, come on, we're going to do our 45-minute agenda routine because it's what we do here. Okay, let's see. So first, let me let Ms. Roberts motivate, and then I will take people who object or support. Let's give this a couple minutes. Okay?
Point of information, the secretary.
Yes. Richard.
What is this motion, and what is it asking us to? Is there a motion? Is it what? Are they asking the PNB to do something? I don't understand how to write this thing.
You know, as a point of personal privilege, Richard, I don't know if it's everyone or just my phone, which would be odd because I can hear other people clearly, but I'm having so much trouble with your.
Mine's broken,
you.
I think. Mine's
Richard,
broken.
I'm having trouble getting you too.
Mine is broken, and I tried to get a new one today, but I wasn't able to. I'll holler. I'll yell. What is this motion? What is this? What is the wording of it? Is the LSB asking us to do something particular?
The LSB, and as I said before, I was having some computer trouble, so I haven't been able to access it either, but it was sent to the full board 2 weeks ago, asking the PNB to direct the LSB to, in fact, have a public meeting. The meeting was canceled without a stated reason, unilaterally using language that I don't think has ever been cited, which is that, well, you know, the bylaws don't require us to have a meeting every month. You know, the station's falling apart. 75% of the staff are going to be fired, but we don't really have to have a meeting every month.
Okay, folks.
Serene, just write it as
a motion. What are you asking the PNB to do so that we know what we're voting on?
If you can write that up and send it to me, Serene, I appreciate it.
Well, I'll certainly write up a motion before we get to the agenda item. I can only say for the third time that because I'm having some computer trouble, I cannot access the specific letter. I'm trying to do that now so I can formulate a motion consistent with the request of almost half the board.
I'm sorry, Burton here on the side.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Carolyn.
No, If it was sent to the board 2 weeks ago, maybe that wording would do for now. If it's just being composed now, that's a whole other issue. But if it was sent 2 weeks ago, could we have that wording, perhaps? If there are 11 people signed it, surely one of them must have the wording.
Okay. All I can say, okay, Serene, it would be helpful just to have some wording, even if you don't have what the wording was back then. You are asking the PNB to do what? We need some sort of motion. People can't vote on just putting something on the agenda. They need to know what it is you're trying to accomplish. I think I know what you're getting at here, but I need you to say it.
That we would like the PNB to direct the LSB officers to convene a meeting, a public meeting of the board, as soon as possible.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That's the motion. Tony, are you still cool with that as your second?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Discussion. Quickly, folks. Okay. So, Mr.
Benito,
Roberts,
point of information.
Go ahead, Benito.
And then Burton. Thank you.
Janet Coleman.
Okay.
Yeah, Serene, if you could just tell us, I think I heard you say, I'm not sure, I think I heard you say that the meeting was canceled without giving a reason, or what was it that you said?
The meeting was canceled without giving a rationale. The only thing that was mentioned in the cancellation notice, and by the way, officers cannot simply cancel a meeting that has been agreed upon by the body. And the body has a policy that we meet on the second Wednesday, the same way you guys do, actually. So while there's a process in the bylaws for officers to call an emergency meeting, there is no process for officers to arbitrarily cancel a meeting that the body has set. Further, we don't even know which officers, what they were thinking and who approved or who agreed. We know nothing. They simply canceled the meeting about 2 or 3 days before it was supposed to happen. And the last, we have work to do.
Right.
Thank you. Okay, so let other people go on the set. Thank you. Benito, did you have anything else?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Carolyn?
Yeah, thank you. It is not true that there was no rationale mentioned. The rationale was the same one that the people signing this motion have been objected to, and that is that the notification had been insufficient. Unfortunately, between website problems and whatever problems there was not sufficient notification either and or on the website. And so, as I heard it, the officers thought it was better to cancel the meeting rather than listen to all the complaints by these very same people about the fact that there had been not sufficient notification. It's true, there wasn't sufficient notification. So that's why the meeting was canceled. There was a rationale. And that was the reason. Thank you.
Hey, folks. Anybody else? Janet, and then we should go to a vote.
What I have to say will just take us into tomorrow.
Like, whether we add it to the agenda, not really arguing in the long run what we should do. Go ahead.
I'm just saying that what I have to say would take us into the tomorrow because of the intricacies of what's going on here and using, the necessity for meetings. I mean, we are a mess here. Everybody at WBAI is running, everybody, almost one half of our LSB is going off creating separate good one.
Whoever's playing with the phone, would y'all be adult, please?
Yeah, would the members please stop that?
You fade it out, Janet. Where are you?
In any case, there is a very deliberate move to not stay together on this. The one thing that is required. I'm sorry, PFW, but I feel like you guys in this. It's just a big mess. Big mess.
Okay, thank you, folks. Let's go to a vote on this, okay? There's, we can spend all night in agenda approval. We've already spent 29 minutes here. And
this is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
I'm on the call.
Oh, okay.
But
All right.
But I also would like to just have someone read the motion I just got on.
Sure. It's Serene's motion asking the PNB to direct the WBAI local station board officers to convene a local station board meeting as soon as possible. Is that a pretty good recap, Serene?
To add it to the agenda.
To add it to the agenda. I'm sorry. Yes. We're still in agenda approval right now, Lydia. Okay. So she wants to put that on the agenda. That's what's on the... Okay, folks, so I think we know what the issue is here. Either vote yes or vote no or abstain. This is to put it on the agenda under new business as item C. So that would be the third item under new business. Mr. Secretary, if you could be kind enough to call the roll, please. A yes vote will place this on the agenda in that position. A no vote will not. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, I'm going to go with New York first. Burton?
Absolutely no. Thank you.
No. Coleman?
No.
No. Robert?
Yes.
Yes. Baba? Ray? Heather?
Did you say Gray? No.
Yes. Yeah. No. Lane Ewart?
No.
No. Edward Steaker?
Yes.
Yes. Rosenberg?
I vote no.
No. Siegel?
Yes.
Yes. Wilkerson? Oh, excuse her. Diaz?
Yes.
Yes. King? King? Can't hear you. Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Chit, are you there? Brazon?
Yes.
Yes. Frumshow?
No.
No. Medina? Brenda, you there? Alan?
Alan says no.
No. Polinar? Can't hear you. Nancy?
No.
No, you are there. Okay. You got my email. Okay. Five yeses. Eight noes. Nine noes. I didn't get mine. So nine noes, five yeses.
Point of something. Point of correction. Sam, are you there?
Okay. I'm sorry.
There are actually six yeses.
I'm sorry. What is the number count? I apologize.
The determination doesn't change, but Richard is wrong when he says
you're right.
Five.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I got you. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm sorry. What is it? When tell us what the vote count is. Thank you.
6-9.
6 yes, 9 no. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay, so the motion failed. Thank you. Okay, anybody else with any further adjustments to agenda at 6:05 Pacific time?
Yes, you know.
Go ahead, Richard, please.
Under three, the first motion would be moved if the second one that I would move is passed.
So I can't hear him.
The first motion would be moved. 3A would be moved if 3B passes. So we move 3B ahead of 3A and see if we can save a little time.
May I ask a question?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so I know that Margie is the author of Motion A, and we know she's not on the call because of a family issue. Can this be deferred until the next meeting?
Are you moving to postpone consideration of Motion
yes.
A until the next meeting?
Well, A and B, because they're related.
They're related. Okay, no. So are you moving to move Motions A, 3A and 3B for consideration until the next meeting?
Yes.
Is there a second?
Benito.
Okay, Benito, seconds. Is there any opposition?
A point of information.
Point of information. Teresa?
Doesn't Richard Uzel have a motion on the floor?
No.
He was moving to move the order of B and A, correct, Richard?
Right.
Okay, so let me you're right, Teresa, thank you. Serene, got ahead of myself there because you were objecting to what he was moving. Let me deal with this correctly. Your motion, Richard, is to just move the order, B first and then A, is that correct?
Can I ask a point of information, Summer?
Why don't I withdraw that because for time consideration?
Okay, and I'm sorry, who is the question with Serene?
I know that he has a motion, but my motion is related to his motion, and if my motion to postpone passes, the order in which we're postponing them doesn't really matter for tonight.
I know, and he's just withdrawn that, actually, because he's probably concurring with
you.
Thank you. Is there any objection to postponing these two matters to the next meeting?
Absolutely.
Okay. So we're going to take a fast vote on whether or not to... God... No, you know, we're not going to take a vote on that. Sorry, folks. You know, I can get derailed in the middle of these things, and when we get to them is when you would vote on whether to postpone them to the next meeting, okay? I suppose you can vote on moving them around rather than voting to postpone them, because it's just agenda approval we're dealing with, Serene. So we're going to take Richard's motion if it has a second. Oh, no, you just withdrew it, didn't you? Then we'll be dealing with this when we get to them on the... Okay, because we can't do the postponement as part of the agenda approval. When we get to these items, Serene, please reintroduce your motion, okay? All right, anybody else with a change to the agenda? God help us. No? Okay, fantastic. So at 6:09 p.m. Pacific, 9:09 New York. Is there any objection to approving the agenda as amended? No? Good. Thank you.
None.
Okay, excellent. So... A much longed for and awaited minutes approval. Does somebody wish to move approval of the minutes for the open meetings of June 27th and July 11th? One or both meetings. I'll take whatever comes.
Madam Chair, I have not had time to get those completed and out.
Okay.
So I ask that we move to the continuation of this meeting.
Okay, so we'll postpone those to the next meeting. Okay, no problem. Thank you. All right, folks. Welcome, everybody. If I didn't say hello tonight, good evening. We will go to the motion that was moved up in front of the IED report, which was motion B2, correct? Am I staying on track here? Someone either has a very frisky cat tonight walking across these phone lines, or we're all being very careless. Pound, pound, one makes you mute and unmute. Everything else is probably irrelevant to this evening. So please.
No, I think those sounds are people trying to mute, actually.
I think they are, too. That's what's kind of scary. Pound, pound, one to mute or unmute. Thank you. All right, so we agreed that we would move motion 3B. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm lost here. Right under committee.
4B.
4B, thank you. I knew I'd get down there eventually. Personnel committee, thank you. B2, there we go. Mr. Crumshaw, did you wish to take the floor on that one?
I would like to...
thank you, you have the floor.
...place this motion on the floor, which would make a revision in the motion that was passed by the PNB on March 22nd, and the wording that would be changed in the paragraph of reference would be and may also include non-LSB listener members and non-LSB staff members. That is in the description of what the PD search committee would consist of. Now, do I need to do anything further to place that on the agenda? May I move?
They're on the agenda, John, I would just read the motion, what you're changing, and then you have a moment to go ahead and motivate why you are asking people to pass this motion, and then I'll take a stack. So go ahead and read the motion and then motivate it, and then we'll go ahead and take people's time.
Okay. So this is the motion that would be amended, and as read would be Where an LSB creates a search subcommittee, the LSB shall specify in the motion which creates it which of the procedures it intends to delegate. Such a subcommittee shall include a minimum of 7 and a maximum of 11 members, consisting of LSB members, including paid and unpaid staff members. Names, email addresses, and phone numbers of all subcommittee members shall be sent to the national office. That is the motion in full. And the motivation behind this motion is to
if a point of personal privilege, someone has like a crunchy potato chip bag or something else which is making an inordinate amount of rustle on the line, it's very hard to show out of respect and courtesy for our colleagues if you are eating, because it is the dinner hour in many places, or anything else which is noisy, please mute your phones. Resume, John. Thank you.
Yes, and I remember the old ad that said ruffles have ridges, so it does
apparently
extra. Noise. Nevertheless, the motivation is that it is unwise and perhaps not in keeping with our obligations as members of an elected body to put non-elected people in the same position in what has always been a confidential process. And the inclusion of such members of the public who are not LSB members could expose us to risk that is not necessary nor acceptable, because we already have members of the public represented in 3/4 of the board being from the public and elected to serve, and they have to use a phrase that Dan Siegel used in his email on a different subject, fiduciary responsibility. So that would be my motivation behind eliminating those words, and it was passed by the personnel committee now in this Monday meeting without objection. Thank you.
Thank you, John. This is a personnel committee motion that we're voting upon this evening. Is that correct, John?
That's correct.
Thank you. That's good for clarity's sake. Appreciate that. Stack?
This is Lydia.
Yeah, I'm Benito.
Lydia, Benito, anyone else?
Serene?
Anybody else? Okay, I'll take you when you get here.
Janet?
Okay, so I've got Lydia, Benito, Serene, Janet. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Lydia, please.
And Tracy at the end.
And Tracy, gotcha. Go ahead, Lydia.
Don't run out of time.
Okay, so first of all, I have a question. Is do we have corporate counsel right now? I don't mean on the call, but do we have corporate counsel?
I have reminded corporate counsel in writing that I need a retainer agreement. I have also left him a message. I've spoken to corporate counsel, and he agreed to take us on as a client. I have yet to receive a retainer agreement that I can sign off on, however. I did remind him this week.
Okay.
That's the answer to that, Lydia. I have a verbal, but I don't have a written.
Okay, because this is definitely something that I would want counsel to opine on, for sure. But inaccuracies in the motivation, saying that we had never had this until this time in terms of listener members on the committees, we absolutely did after the listener suit in particular in the early 2000s, and that's when we started adding listener members, they are members, and to the committees. We have not, as far as I know, certainly not at KPFK, had any breaches of confidentiality by listener members that have joined us in these committees. We have had incidents where it's been staff or alleged staff breaches in the past. But everybody on the committee has to sign a confidentiality agreement to say that they don't suffer anything punitive, like being kicked off a board, is ridiculous. I mean, it's not like this huge burden if we were to be relieved of our LSB or PMB responsibilities. So it's not like we're losing wages or anything. So there isn't any greater substantial loss in one instance there, or anything that's more punitive than it would be to a listener member. And I have found the listener members to be incredible on these committees, very helpful. They're always so grateful to be part of what they should be a part of, because they, after all, are the ones who are whose donations sustain the foundation. I strongly object to this, and I think we should keep the motion as passed. Thank you.
Thank you, Lydia. And I'm going to put myself on the very, very end of the stack after everyone who's spoken on this topic has said what he or she has to say, and I will hand off the chair at that point so that I can say what I... Benito, go ahead, please.
Well, I would just like to ask a question, I guess point of information, and then maybe I can speak later or something. But, John, if you could explain better your, or more elaborate, if you can elaborate, I guess, on what is the problem with that, that you see. Someone's speaking. I would like to, John, I would just like to ask, what is the problem that you see that, or whatever legal exposure or whatever that you see occurring by having listeners and programmers on the committee? I just don't understand.
Thank you, Benito. I can explain, and a lot of the verbiage from the previous member who spoke on this issue was not mine and didn't represent what I had said about the issue. What I am saying is simply that we have elected members who are on the board who represent the listeners. They are elected. They serve on the LSB. They have fiduciary responsibility to the organization, and listeners are represented. We also have staff members and programmers often represented as the staff elected representatives. So we have all of the people who would be included in the committee, and it's not necessary to go beyond to the public, which further reduces the size of the committee, because, I mean, practically reduces the size of the committee, removing LSB members who might otherwise serve, because a certain number would. And this is something that is not advisable. I think there are serious issues that come up as far as confidentiality and as far as the responsibility to maintain that confidentiality. And it seems to me that board members are best equipped to handle that, and it's unnecessary to make any changes to the policy that was in existence before this motion was passed, as far as I understand. And
true.
Therefore, I would just say to keep it the way it is, Benito. That would be my, in other words, to remove the part.
John, your time's up. Sorry.
Thank you, Benito. I hope that answered your question.
Thank you, Heather. Thank you, John.
Summer, I want you to know we have about a minute and a half left for this motion.
Okay, thank you. I don't know.
I would like to...
Mr. Something, or... Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, Benito.
Yeah, yeah. I would like to propose, I guess, 10 minutes extension.
Thank you. A second.
And I would like, just like to comment once and for all, I guess, maybe.
I can put you back on stack if the motion passes, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Is there a second?
If the motion passes.
No, motion passes for the 10 minutes. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Is there a second to the 10-minute extension on this matter?
Yes, Lydia.
Thank you. Is there any objection that we continue 10 minutes on this subject? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to vote on whether or not to continue. We're not going to debate this, okay? The motion on the floor is to continue discussion for an additional 10 minutes on this topic of... Who populates search committee. If you support extending for 10 more minutes of additional discussion, then vote yes. If you do not, vote no or abstain. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll. Thank you.
Summer, hello?
Yes?
Yes, Serene. Can we just offer an alternate extension at this point? I mean, would 7 minutes solve the problem there? I think four people on the stack. Come on.
I think we've got 10 minutes on the floor. An alternate might be to finish the stack.
To finish the stack, so moved.
A second to that?
Second.
Okay, second. That's the substitute, so.
Maybe there's no objection.
Is there any objection to finishing the stack?
Is there ever? Just 10 minutes, thank you.
Okay, so somebody wants 10 minutes. Let's vote on the 10 minutes, okay? And if it doesn't make it, we'll go for the finishing the stack one. Let's see. There was an objection to 10 minutes. Please call the roll on that, Richard.
Okay. Chris Allen.
Yes.
Yes. From Joe.
Pass.
Pass. Medina. Can't hear you, Brenda. Allen.
Allen says no.
No.
I vote yes. This is Brenda.
Oh, you're there. Okay. All right, I got you.
Did you get me, Richard?
Yes. Who was that? Who asked that question?
This is Brenda.
Yeah, I got you, Brenda. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Apollinar. Can't hear you, Jesse. Mitchell.
No.
No. Giselle, no. Burton.
No.
No. Coleman.
No.
No. Robert.
Yes.
Yes. Savant. Stop it. Gray.
Yes.
Yes. Lane Ewart.
Yes.
Yes. Edward Seekers.
Yes.
Yes. Rosenberg.
I'll abstain.
Abstain. Siegel. Yes. Yes. He is. Benito.
Yes.
King.
Yes.
Are you there? Norman.
Yes.
Yes. It? You got near yet? Okay, somebody fast. Puncho.
Yes.
Yes. Eleven. Somebody else is coming. Eleven, 5-1.
Teresa for the stack.
Brian for stack.
I'm sorry, it was 11-5-1?
Yes.
So the 10 minutes passes. Okay, so who we had left on stack were Serene, Janet, Tracy. Benito wanted to go back on stack. I had myself at the very end of stack, which is where I'll stay. And now I just had Teresa and Brian. Is that right? Okay. All right. So, Serene, you're up.
So this motion, by the way, when was this passed? Did you say on Monday?
And that is what he said.
Okay. Because, you know, the Monday meeting, I mean, I don't know what the rule is, but if the meeting is illegal, then the motion's passed or void, you know, because there was no notice of this meeting until very late Sunday night, I think, just before midnight Sunday night. So that's problematic because these are important issues and people should be, you know, awake to hear them discussed and alert. Should know that, you know, we have a 7-day policy. This whole meeting was outside of that process. Additionally, the language very clearly says, and...
What is this? This is not about the motion.
I'm sorry.
This is not about the motion, is it? Am I going crazy?
No, she's talking about whether this motion passed out of the Personnel Committee out of a legally noticed meeting on Monday night. Correct, Sri?
That's one of the things, and I began to say, and the language in the motion, and I trust Janet will give me back the time she just took, and the language says specifically, and may also include, which means the local station board can make a decision about what it wants. There are tremendous resources among our listenership, people who are not on the board for all sorts of reasons. Maybe because they're sane, I don't know. But, you know, there are people with a lot of experience, a lot of knowledge, a lot of interviewing experience, management experience, who would be invaluable to such a process. So to arbitrarily rule them out, I think it's short-sighted and totally unnecessary.
Serene, your time is up.
I'm sorry. I was interrupted, so I'm supposed to be giving.
Yeah, I gave you extra time. I gave you extra time.
Thank you.
Okay, I don't think I need Janet chiming in that I get an extra hour. You know, we don't have to go down that road. Okay, like a little self-control would be good.
Okay, folks, everybody,
order,
let's...
Point of order.
Okay, folks, point of order, yes, I hear the point of order. Could we please all try to refrain from the personal commentaries, attacks, jibes? There's enough time to rip and shred each other at the local level. You don't have to do it on the national call. We all have our local team to tear us apart, okay? So please, let's just not do this. Thank you. Okay, next up on stack is going to be Janet, followed by, I'm going to put Benito back on after Tracy, because Benito said he had an actual comment to make and he had to ask a point of information. So it's going to go Janet, Tracy, Benito, Teresa, Brian, and if nobody else has asked to speak, then myself. Go ahead.
Carolyn on the stack if there is time.
Okay, then I'll put Carolyn on after Brian, okay?
Thank you.
Next person up will be Janet, please.
Well, on the surface, while this seems to be a very humanitarian thing to do, to invite all of the listeners in your crowd to come participate on an LSB voting committee, what it does really is double or triple or quadruple, whatever it is, the number of listener representatives to a local station board meeting or vote or committee. I just think that in spirit and in fact, of course, it's like saying, well, let's change it to three senators. There's something supposedly in these bylaws that's been thought about, the balance of listeners to staff, and this changes that balance dramatically, dramatically. And for what purpose exactly? Okay, that's all I have to say.
Closing on the voting, yep. Okay, thank you, Janet. Next up is Tracy.
Okay, well, I guess the first thing to say is we're not at all short of things for listeners to do in terms of our LSB committees. I don't know how everyone else's LSB is, but mine is certainly, you know, looking around desperately for volunteers to help us with promotion and outreach and fundraising and technology and redoing our website and about a million different challenges. So the idea that listeners don't have any way to interact with governance and with their local LSBs really isn't accurate. We could probably keep in Berkeley 100 listener volunteers doing all kinds of things. However, personnel is one of the things where it's a little dicier, and there's reasons for that. And I think the most obvious and prominent reason is that we do have board procedures to deal with confidentiality issues for board members. For listeners, we have no recourse whatsoever. And this creates problems from a liability point of view. It creates problems from a protecting the rights of applicants point of view. And it's really a risk that we don't need to take. Board members have a higher level of responsibility on these matters. And frankly, personnel is a scenario where it matters if you're a board member or you aren't. So whatever advantages there might be, they are steadily outweighed by the disadvantages. So I think this is a simple change and a simple correction to a motion that overreached slightly in this area. Thanks.
Thank you. Benito, you're next. Go ahead, please.
Well, you know, I heard, you know, John's concerns, and I'm not convinced, John. You know, I just don't understand why, and I heard what Tracy, what you just said, but I don't get it. I don't see that at all. You know, listeners and programmers are encouraged to participate in all the other committees. I don't see why this one is any different. And despite what Tracy you just said, you know, our experience here at PFW, of course, we haven't had listeners or programmers on the mass committee, but the problems we've had in terms of confidentiality have come from the same LSB members. So I don't see how excluding programmers, especially and listeners as well from the personnel committee or the search committee, excuse me, is going to solve the issue of a possible breach of confidentiality. I just don't see that. Number two, we've had the experience where, you know, especially in the case of a PD.
Time, Benito.
Okay. Well, anyway, I just think especially in the PD search, you know, programmers especially should be involved.
Thank you, Benito.
Point of information.
Brenda, yes?
So I just wanted to point out that our previous secretary, John Gary, was a listener member who wasn't on the local station board, and he maintained confidentiality when he took minutes for the PMB. So just thought I'd let folks know. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. I mean, I personally hadn't signed that confidentiality agreement. Okay, thank you. Teresa, Brian, Carolyn, and then myself. Go ahead, Teresa, please.
I'll be brief. Thank you very much, John Crumshaw and Tracy, for being so eloquent and really saying it concisely. And I have
You're
to admit,
fading.
I'm one of the people that did overreach. I was on the personnel committee. This didn't come up in the original version of this policy or these procedures for how you would do a PD search. It came up kind of at the last minute, and I'm sorry I didn't catch it because I agree. We did overreach, and I don't think it's appropriate that actually some of the members of the LSB should actually not be on the committee if they wanted to because the LSB has decided that they want outsiders. And I think if you want outsiders that have specialties and they can consult, you can call them in and have them give you guidance without having them actually make the final selection. I think this is an important job of the LSB to present these candidates to the GM to make the decision, and I don't think it should be compromised by giving it to other people for that ultimate decision. Thank you.
Hi, just so you know, this is Katia. I'm waiting for the bus, but I figured I'd join now.
Oh, thank you, Katia. Okay, we'll make sure that you're noted that you're present.
Summer, we only have 19 seconds left in this discussion. Our 10 minutes is almost up. So.
Okay, thank you, Heather. Do we wish to allow the stack to finish, which is Brian, Carolyn, and myself? Is there any objection
Please.
To that?
Yeah, I so move.
Thank you, Benito. Is there any objection? If not, we'll just get this done with. Okay, thank you. Brian, go ahead. You're up.
Yeah, my concern is about staff members who are not on the LSB. It's been a very common practice at KPFA for us to invite the participation of elected staff representatives on our hiring committees who are not from the local board. And the reason is there are great people who are willing to sign up to participate in a six-month hire that aren't willing to sign up for a three-year term on a board. And every time we've gone through a hiring process, the input from those people has been invaluable. I've been on several of those hiring committees. I think it's made us work better, and it's made sure that the board gets adequate input from the people who are going to have to work with whoever gets hired. And this motion would make that impossible. So I guess it's an unintended consequence because we've never tried to put a listener on one of our hiring committees, but I think it would do more harm than good. And I also just don't think we should be micromanaging the makeup of program director hiring committees. Let each local board set one up that suits its purposes the best.
Exactly.
Thank you. Brian, Carolyn, you're next.
Yeah, thank you. I just want to address the point about confidentiality and excluding listeners, depriving people of their input. We have a democratic process. We elect listeners. If candidates who are listener-elected representatives do not solicit input from their constituency, that's one problem. If listeners don't trust them and don't tell them what they want but insist on being there personally, that's another problem. I think we really have a breakdown in the communication line, but to add listener members to a committee where listeners are already represented, I really speaking to, I think, Janet's point that that is overrepresentation. Let's stick with what we have, which is representative democracy. It may not be perfect, but it certainly doesn't skew the representation against any constituency. So I am against people who are not board members and who do not have any, we don't have any hold on, so far as confidentiality is concerned. We must have some control over confidentiality, as we have seen in other stations. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Heather, can you take the chair for a second?
Yeah.
I'm just going to speak. I've been the co-chair of two general manager search committees at KPFK, and I was on the PD search committee. And since I've been in the IED position, of course, I've also had to deal with what's gone on in other people's either search or evaluation committees. I agree. We don't have any, like, objective evidence that people from the general public behave worse than board members. But the board members are elected either from the staff or from the listening public. So we have listeners represented on the board as listener members, and we have staff represented on the board as staff members. So far, I have yet to see even one hiring process in the 6 years that I have been involved with Pacifica on in a board capacity that has not been tainted by breaches of confidentiality. I have never seen an organization that had such problems with basic ethics when it comes to people's conduct in relationship to other people's legal rights. We, as an organization, have a litigation intense history and a complete and profound disrespect for the legal rights of various people that we deal with, particularly employees, and is very problematic. We have legal liability from the inception of a hiring process all the way through to the end of a relationship with an employee. So prospective employees, we also have...
Time, Summer.
Okay, so I just have to say I take everything from our from a legal perspective, and legally we have no repercussions against any member of the public should one of those people decide to breach confidentiality. We have no control over them. We have no sanction. And we have enough difficulty running a legally sound organization just dealing with our own board members where we don't have a good track record. I don't think we're necessarily benefited by spreading this out yet more when we have trouble exercising sufficient fiduciary responsibility over our own body. And that's what I have to say about this. So
thank you.
Thank you. So that's
all right, Summer.